So we're working on a new tour now. Big support tour in... Sorry, I'm trying to remember this. I think it's December and January.
Can you say who it's with yet, or is it
I can't say this one yet because,
But it's a bit of a secret.
Yeah, but it's getting there.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can confirm it soon. But then we got a tour in China in October. So it's looking good.
And that's your fourth time in China?
It's going to be my fourth time, yeah.
So you must like flying. Do you get a load of air miles as well when you go? Do you get to go first class? I've never been in first class. I wondered if you...
Yeah, no, nothing like that. It's just... But, you know, I think always when you go these long trips, you get... They treat you really well. So I just enjoy it, you know. You can watch so many films and...
What the audience is like, when you compare the UK audiences to China, to Russia, is there a difference?
Yeah, I'd say there's a difference. There's like this expectation that they always have. If you come from, you know, if you perform regularly in the UK, they expect you to, I think they expect you to be a bit more wild, and especially in China. And so you're definitely allowed to let loose and just go with it. And I'm not really doing rock music, so... they don't get that from me so much, but they're very, very, you know, supportive, and they enjoy the music. They want more music from the Western world. It's just a bit tricky to get in.
And do you have to have, do they do like subtitles, or how does it work with the language barrier?
Yeah, I remember when we did this in a big theatre, we had to send all the lyrics to them first, and that was first and foremost because they wanted to police the lyrics and make sure that there was no profanity. Nothing about, you know, violence or any of that nature, even sex, you know, not too much. And so, but my songs are all very nice, so that wasn't a problem. And they also wanted the lyrics because they wanted to translate them. So they translated them, and then they had like screens on the sides where people could read in English and in Mandarin. So they had both versions while we were singing. Which was interesting. Like, we couldn't see it because we were on the stage, but it was on the sides. I sung a couple of songs in Mandarin while I've been over there because they encouraged it, and it made sense to, you know, win them over in a way. But also, like, there were some good songs, and I performed with a guy whose name is Huo Zun, and he's like a big star over there. And so I did a duet with him on this song that he, you know, became big for because he won a competition. And so we sang that song together. He performed his songs before that with the band, and then I joined him on the stage to sing this duet with him. And then his band left the stage, and my band joined me. And so I sang in front of his crowd, which was another way of, you know, getting me into an easy way to get into the finding listeners with the audience.
Now, are you still the global ambassador for? Is it Melon Educate? Is that right?
Melon Educate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been working with them.
Tell us about that.
So what they do is Niall Melon, he started this charity, and he's from Ireland. And he saw the state down there in South Africa when he was on a business trip of some sort. And he just wanted to make an impact. And just more and more people had just gotten involved. And so they're building... Their main focus is on kids, and so they can learn, because that's going to be the future. So what we did, we built classrooms for them down there. So they have these trips where they go a couple of times a year, and you spend a whole week down there just working from 7 in the morning until 5 p.m. And just, you know, they organize the whole thing. So they have people that are, you know, skilled with trade. And you just find a role that suits you, but you get the job done. So you get all these classrooms built within that 1 week, and it's crazy how efficient it is. And then at the end of the week, you know, you meet the kids, they come, and you can just give them that. And it's amazing. Yeah. It's just, you know, because you're impacting people's future, basically, and it's so important.